AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's son Hunter says he is disappointed after a jury convicted him of three felony gun charges. The AP's Michael Kunzelman is at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
Accusing him of lying to get a gun while he's in the throes of a crack addiction back in 2018. Mr. Biden was charged and convicted of all three counts, which is two counts of making false statements and one count of illegally possessing a gun while he was in the throes of his addiction.
Special Counsel David Weiss says the convictions show no one is above the law.
Everyone must be accountable for their actions, even this defendant. However, Hunter Biden should be no more accountable than any other citizen convicted of this same conduct.
The AP's Sagar Magani reports the convictions have changed the White House schedule.
The administration scrapped spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre's planned briefing and announced President Biden would head to Delaware to spend the night with his son and family. Instead of coming back here to the White House tomorrow, the president will head straight to Air Force One and a flight to Italy for this week's G7 summit.
For the first time, Pamela Smart is accepting responsibility for the 1990 murder of her husband in New Hampshire. It was a headline-grabbing story. Smart, a 22-year-old high school media coordinator, had an affair with a 15-year-old boy who later shot and killed Smart's husband, Greg. Pamela Smart is now 56 and is serving a life prison sentence. She wants to be released and says a prison writing group, Spaces, helped her to accept responsibility.
In those spaces is where I found myself responsible for something I desperately didn't want to be responsible for, my husband's murder.
Her last attempt at release 2 years ago was rejected. A cousin of Greg Smart tells the AP Pamela Smart never mentioned her husband by name and danced around accepting full responsibility. This is AP News. Mexican officials are upset over an HBO ad campaign that appears to show a historic castle flying flags from the series House of the Dragon. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
One of the plots of House of the Dragon is that countries around the world are taking sides in a civil war for control of the Iron Throne. The show's producers posted a video Monday of the 19th century Chapultepec Castle in Mexico flying black Targaryen flags in support of Queen Rhaenyra. Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History says the flags were generated through technology and never actually flew there. The institute says it's planning legal action because the image was not authorized. HBO has not responded to requests for comment. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A Michigan couple and a local lawyer called the Breakfast Club Lottery Club have been revealed as the winners of an $842 million Powerball lottery jackpot from a ticket bought New Year's Day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.